White Raven, White Raven, wherefore art thou? That question echoes across Spinard, where there are plenty of pizza crusts and French fry droppings to tide them over through the winter. Jennifer Olson goes out looking every day.
With my cell phone storage space, which is limited, I managed to amass about 6,500 photos.
Olson says it's hard to let go of a single one of them.
Because each moment is different. Each little look of the eye, a little tilt of the head.
But alas, so far, no White Raven. The very first photo posted on the Anchorage White Raven Spotting's Facebook page was on October 24th last year. But Aaron Towarik may have been the first to photograph the bird in Anchorage last year. On October 20th, he took a photo of White Raven and its black-feathered companion on the roof of an old vacant restaurant.
In some ways, has its own mysticism.
Towarik remembers that moment well. He was living in a Spinard hotel room, waiting to get into alcohol treatment.
And I was just trying to stay active because I was just going through alcohol withdrawal. So I was walking around on Spinard, and that's kind of when I saw it. And it's a good place marker for my personal journey.
Towarik says the sight of the bird inspired him, and on October 23rd, he entered a treatment program. He says things would come full circle for him to see the White Raven again. He's wondered how the bird is doing, but if he doesn't see it, that's okay too. He says that's one of the big lessons of sobriety, to learn acceptance.
A lot of the time we want to impose our will on the world, but it's kind of about letting go of the things in your life that you don't have control over.
In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.